Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Brianne Loving. If you've been listening to my show, by now you probably know that I love live theater. There's nothing like going to a show and waiting for the actors to come out and entertain you. I love getting lost in the storyline and sharing the emotions with the performers. Live theater can be so exciting, whether you're the one entertaining or being entertained. On today's episode, I've invited my friends from the Lawton Community Theater to talk about their upcoming season.
It's an interactive production as well.
Oh, is it?
So, absolutely.
Okay, how so?
People can dress up in costumes. We're going to be selling prop bags where they can have props during the show.
Really?
So it's going to be great.
All of this and more right here on Community Focus. So you're looking for something fun to do over the weekend, but maybe you're not quite sure what to do. Maybe you've seen every movie at the cinema and you just want to do something a little different. Well, why not try live theater at the Lawton Community Theater? They've got a fun and wild season ahead. And my guests, and also good friends, Managing Director Martha McCartney and Board of Directors President Adam Tate, are joining me in the studio to talk about their upcoming season. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us, Brianne.
Well, I'm very excited because you guys are my friends and my family. So I've been waiting for this interview. I've been very excited about it. But I want you guys to tell me just a little bit about yourselves and how you came to the Lawton Community Theater. What was your journey?
Well, my journey started because I lived across the street from the Lawton Community Theater.
Uh-huh.
We moved there in 1982, and in 1983, we decided as a family to get involved in the theater. And after we participated in Fiddler on the Roof together, my son, my daughter, and myself, the bathroom situation was that there was no cast bathroom.
Oh, that's
and
horrible.
We got to know everybody. And so they would come across the street at intermission or if they had a long break and use our restroom. So we had characters trooping into our house on Friday and Saturday and Sunday afternoon. And it was, you just never knew. One time I had guests that had come and surprised me from Greenville, Mississippi, where I'm from. And there was a knock on the door, and here came harem ladies coming through, and their eyes got so big. But it was just a fun time, and since then we've gotten a cast bathroom. So
yeah, that's good. That's bad they didn't have a bathroom, but that was fun for you.
It was
great. I bet you you have great memories.
Know lots of people.
Oh, I bet. What about you, Adam?
Well, I actually got involved when I was in fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
There was a production called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. They did it just about every year around that time. It was an annual Christmas
production.
That's a funny
production. Play. I like
it's
that
It's a great play. It's a
Herdmans.
Great play for families to watch and to be involved in. And my whole family was involved in it, actually. And I got my start just as a 12-year-old sixth grader or whatever age that was. And we just we had a great time. My whole family was involved with the production, as I said. And it just moved on from there.
Well, what about the history of the Lawton Community Theater in this area? How long has it been around?
Lawton Community Theater is starting its 64th season of continuously running entertainment for this community.
That's a long time.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It started in 1952 as the Vagabond Players, but it was the same group of people who then turned into Lawton Community Theater as we know it today.
I want to switch gears and talk about You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I saw Charlie Brown on Ice when I was six, so I have that in my head. I have that image in my head, but I'm sure the audience would like to know, how are you doing this show? What is it going to be like?
Well, Dr. David Finema is the director.
That's right. Okay.
And he has a wonderful vision. He loves Charlie Brown. Yeah. He loves the comic strip. And he basically sees it as the comic strip coming to life on the stage.
Uh-huh.
And he has blocked it that way. And it really and truly is funny. The people he cast in the show are wonderfully talented. It is just really good fun. It's a family-friendly show. Everybody should feel very comfortable bringing anybody in the family from 5 to 99.
But this show is very special. It's something for everyone. The adults who can reminisce on the classic Peanuts characters and new who have never even seen anything or heard of Peanuts will enjoy the show as well.
But let's talk about the rest of your season.
We're doing a special production this year. It's an add-on. It's not part of our regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never really done anything like this before, but we're doing a production of Richard O'Brien's The Rocky Horror Show. So that's something for adults.
Uh-huh.
This one's not definitely not family friendly by any stretch, but it's something that is really fun. It's traditional Halloween. Everyone's heard of Rocky Horror, so mm-hmm. it's something that's going to be fun for anyone who wants to come out Halloween weekend uh-huh. and just have some fun, kick back, and enjoy a good production. So, and we're... It's an interactive production as
oh,
well.
Oh, is it? So, absolutely. Okay, how so? How so?
People can dress up in costumes. We're going to be selling prop bags where they can have props during the
oh,
show.
Oh, really?
And so it's
going to
be great.
Well, what about the other shows? Because I know you do have a Diary of Anne Frank.
Like okay. Martha said earlier, we do have something for everyone. Okay. When we select the plays and shows that we do here, we try to think what will reach out to the most members of our community. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting off with a family show, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That's something for everybody. And then coming up in December, we have Crimes of the Heart, which, do you want to talk a little bit about that, Martha?
Sure. It's three sisters who live in Mississippi, and it's right after a hurricane, and they are just a little crazy. I mean, it's really a family-friendly show, I'd say 12 and up, but it's a heartwarming show, mm-hmm. and it matches against the horrors of The Diary of Anne Frank, mm-hmm. because that's a part of history that I think mm-hmm. is so dark and gray, mm-hmm. and it matches with the cold January weather, and that's yeah. when it's going to, it opens on January 22nd.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sounds like you've got a well-balanced season. What else have you guys got?
Well, coming up in April, we also have a production called Catfish Moon, mm-hmm. and that's it's a short play, but it's very funny, and it touches on the subject of friendship. It's mm-hmm. it's something that everybody can really relate to, but it's about old friends who meet on their favorite fishing pier, and so that's coming up in April. And then to close out our season, we have the musical classic Gypsy. So it's that's a fun show to end on as well. So uh-huh. we're excited about this season.
Now, before we go, I have one last question for you, and anybody can answer this. Why live theater?
Well, I love live theater, and I'm probably coming to that answer from an educator platform. I love it because it teaches teamwork. It's family oriented. I mean, the theater family is born because you rely on people. When you're on stage and you're out there facing a crowd, you rely on those people around you. If you forget a line, somebody will help you find it. It gives you such confidence in yourself. It helps you with self-esteem.
Well, what about you, Adam?
Well, I think it's theater. Live theater is something truly everyone can benefit from. The audience watching benefits because they're entertained for an evening. The cast gets to put on a show that they have had fun with, and they want to show their talents and show their hard work for a month of rehearsal. And it's something that it presents all forms of art. I mean, you have the design, you have acting, you have music. It really encompasses all the art forms. So it's a great hobby to be involved in.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, guys. And that's Managing Director Martha McCartney and Board of Directors President Adam Tate for the Lawton Community Theater. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
And you can find out more about the Lawton Community Theater at lct-ok.org. Hey, thanks for joining me on Community Focus right here on KCCU.